Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Tim Wyatt offering background with us now as to how the Tennessee Titans decapitated the Patriots. 34-10. I mean, Jim, I keep using grotesque adjectives because that's what it was.
Yeah, and a lot of them would apply. I think pummeled is another one. That's not grotesque, but I think that was kind of the way the game went. And I can't say that I thought the Titans had a good chance to win the game. I kind of felt like the team was ready, and it was a matchup that, you know, that they could do some things. I think I'd be lying if I said I thought it would go like it did on Sunday, where the Titans took control of that game early and were really never threatened in the second half. I kept thinking the Patriots were going to do what they do and make a run and get some momentum going, and the Titans would have to hold them off at the end. And that just never happened. I mean, the Titans took the fight to them, and the Patriots ended up pulling Brady and pretty much waving the white flag at the end of it.
Do you remember a more surprising outcome in a good way for the Titans? In other words, you pull into the parking lot that day and you think, okay, there's a good chance this happens, and then the complete other thing happens. Do you remember a more lopsided deal than this one?
Not lopsided, and not against such a good quality team. I will say that earlier this season, when they faced the Texans and without Mariota, and obviously the Texans had such high expectations going in, I kind of thought going into that game that it would be a tough one to win. And for the Titans to jump out 14-0 there and end up holding on to win, I thought that was a rise-up occasion. But as far as historically and going back since this team first got here, this team was a pretty decided underdog. I don't think a lot of people gave them a chance. And for the Titans to win and win in such impressive fashion, I have a tough time remembering something that rivals it.
It's great to see Malcolm Butler and the entire secondary play as well as they did.
Yeah, and I think Adoree Jackson and obviously Malcolm Butler did a good job, and we didn't hear from him much, and I think that's partly because he was effective. But I thought the guys that really stood out on Sunday, and Mike Vrabel said it, I mean, Adoree Jackson was probably the player of the game. He played like a number one corner. He was all over Gordon throughout the game. Even when he caught the ball, he was there to tackle him. I thought he ran well with him. He kind of fought with him. So he played well. I think Logan Ryan is one of the more underrated players on this football team, and I think sure. It started with him. We've talked about him on this show before, but it kind of started with his offseason approach and kind of being in a second year here and wanted to establish himself more, and he kind of led the group of DBs in the drills along with Kevin Byard, and he just has worked relentlessly to put himself in a position to do what he's doing right now. And he's played good, and he's played physical, and he's made plays on the ball, and I thought the secondary and the pass rush, all those guys worked together to make Tom Brady look pretty average. I mean, you see him do so many things, and I don't think he's done by any stretch of the imagination. This guy's been one of the best quarterbacks. It's not the best quarterback in NFL history, but he sure didn't look like it on Sunday. I mean, he looked flustered. He looked irritated. He looked like he didn't want to get hit. He couldn't get rid of the ball fast enough, and that's hard to do, and I think DP's deserves a lot of credit for that as well.
The image I'll have whenever I think about this game, 34-10, is Tom Brady catching the pass from Edelman and then just stumbling in the open field like an old man. That's me saying that as an old man, because I could relate to it.
Yeah, well, you'd like to think you could stay upright, I guess, or keep from stumbling, but
I don't know.
I guess that's one thing with when guys running after you. But yeah, that was something that capped off a bad day for him, and then for the Titans to kind of turn back around and throw one to Mariota that looked a lot better. That just kind of was a putting up a bow at the end of the day.
Jim Wyatt with us, brought to you by Accurate Mortgage. Whether you're buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, Accurate's local professionals are here for you. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started today.
Jimmy, last two games for Marcus Mariota, almost 70% completion percentage. Four touchdowns, no interceptions. I think you wrote about this, 127.2 passer rating. I know Coach Vrabel said that it's a bunch of things, but what do you think the difference is in Marcus?
Yeah, I do, Don, agree with him to the extent that it has been the receivers, I think, have been better, and I think protection's been better. I mean, he could have been prepared to go against the Ravens, and if you're getting sacked 11 times, and certainly he contributed to that as well, you're just not going to have success. So I think all that plays a part of it. I think more than anything else is he's just finally healthy and back to 100% again. I mean, he was just not right at the beginning of the season. And, he removed the glove for the Dallas game. I thought that was a great sign. I thought the way he played was an even better sign. And, he's looking like I thought he would. And I think he's getting more familiarity with the offense as well. I mean, I think everybody knew it was going to take a while before, things would get to where they look smooth. And I'm not saying that this team's cleared every hurdle and it's not going to have some road bumps still along the way, but I think you're seeing things get better because I think guys are more comfortable. I think, again, Mariota's healthier, and I think now you're getting to see some confidence and some young guys step up, whether it's Jonnu Smith or whether it's a guy like Cameron Batson who steps in, and, Darius Jennings, continues to kind of make a name for himself on special teams and even when he's used in the offense. So a lot of guys are getting confidence, and I think a lot of guys are getting more comfortable in the offense.
Interesting transaction day, Jim. The Jawsen Fowler second era has ended, and the Titans low-key signed Michael Jordan today.
Yeah, I figured that would get a little attention. He goes by Mike, so I didn't tease it with a Michael. I just called him straight up Mike. But the Fowler one. I mean, I just think it was, and he was inactive, as you guys know, the last two games. I just think they had some difficulty, finding packages to fit him that made it make sense for him to be one of your active players on Sunday. And I think that's why that move was made. And that doesn't mean that that's the end of the road here necessary for Jawsen. But the fact of the matter is, with David Flewellen down for a little while, this team needs help at running back.
Hopefully not too long. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully not. So Daylon Dawkins provides that. And Jawsen Fowler, for the time being, is not on the 53. We'll see what happens from here. But that's a move out of necessity because you needed another running back. And I think it was made just because, they had other guys that were playing well on special teams and just didn't want to bump them off the roster.
Jim Wyatt, TitansOnline.com. That's where you go to consume lots of Titans information, the best Titans information. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, appreciate it. You guys have a good week.
TitansOnline.com. Jim Wyatt, brought to you by Accurate Mortgage. Whether buying or refinancing your mortgage, Accurate's local professionals are here for you. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started today.
The Michael Jordan being defensive back Mike Jordan, who was signed to the practice squad.
I want to be like Mike.
Yeah, why not? He went to Missouri Western State. He was All-American. Mike Jordan.
All right.
Yeah, just giving people some background on Mike.